Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm great, Neil. And yes, I am. Jennifer Silva Redman is a fellow author and does a lot of incredible stuff in the writing world and lives on a sailboat. Jennifer, I've been so excited to talk to you about this sailboat life that you've got going. So you live on a sailboat. What is that like?
Well, it's wonderful, of course. It's also, you know, like any kind of adventurous lifestyle, if you will. It's got its ups, its downs. It's somebody likened it to living in a cabin in the woods. It's really fun for the first few days. And then you're like, wow, this is really hard.
What about Wi-Fi? How do you handle that?
Wi-Fi is easy for us because we do it through a cellular signal. So it just, I have a Wi-Fi hotspot, which right now is hanging from the mast because the higher I get it up, the better Wi-Fi we get. So I literally like hang it in a bag up on the mast so that it gets the best Wi-Fi.
Oh, how about speed? I mean, speed, because I was on a cruise ship and it was terrible. You're not far enough out and sea on living out there right, that you still can get internet and stuff.
You know, sometimes we have a problem when we're actually traveling. Right now, we're in a marina in a slip in Port Townsend. One of the reasons why is because, of course, to be able to be in touch with you guys and make sure that it would be good enough. But most of the time, we don't have a problem with cell signal, and that becomes our Wi-Fi signal. So my husband calls us cybernetic nomads. We both work from the boat, so we're tethered to our Wi-Fi.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, what a cool thing. It's a kind of like a fantasy, like a dream to live on a boat. But I think for a lot of people, what made you make the move from being a landlubber to living on the sea?
Well, I married a sailor. And I married a man who had just been fixing up his boat for many years. We had dated before, but we hadn't seen each other in a long time. I came back to San Diego from New York. You know, the timing was right. He asked me to marry him. A couple months later, we were living on the boat and we took off for Cabo San Lucas, which is about 1,000 miles from San Diego. So I knew very little about sailing, but I knew a lot about him and I knew a lot about, you know, the fact that, you know, I knew we wanted to be together and I wanted to enjoy what he loved. And so we took off and I just fell in love with it. I mean, I'm a San Diego, California girl, you know, grew up on the beach. So it was kind of a wonderful fantasy, as you say. And all the other things that come with it, you know, are not always, you know, as I say, there's adventure to it. But I just fell in love with being on the boat. I fell in love with traveling and the beauty of the surroundings and Baja California. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would do the same thing. I think it would be so easy to do. And, but you get on land, of course. You
yes.
stop at ports and whatever.
Yes.
What about
yeah.
storm? What about weather?
You know, right now, of course, we're all thinking of Mexico because there's a hurricane pointed right up Baja California right now. We've been through a couple of near miss hurricanes in Baja California, but everyone down there knows how to handle it. You know, they tie the boat down really well. If you're in an anchorage, you know, you have your anchor out and you do various things to prepare for it. And of course, you pray that it's going to miss you by 100 miles, which makes all the difference. We have a lot of friends down there and I'm thinking of them right now, but yeah, we've been through some gnarly storms, as we say, but it's always, you know, you just prepare for it. And then you know, when you're in the middle of it, you gut it out.
You know, it's crazy when you talk about this is that, are you ever back on land or only when you dock? That's when you go back on land.
Right. Well, we're right now in Washington State, which of course is not far from, you know, the San Juan Islands and in Canada and the Gulf Coast and all of that, you know, of Puget Sound. So we're all over the place. You know, we'll land at a state park and then take hikes and, you know, maybe spend a couple of days anchored at a park or anchored just on a beautiful beach. But a lot of times it is much easier to be pulled into a slip. So when it's snowing, like it was, you know, last November, December, January, the boat was in a slip here in Port Townsend and we had snow on the deck, which for us, you know, Baja and San Diego people was kind of a shock to see snow on your deck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. You know, as an author, as a writer myself, I've always had this fantasy of either doing exactly what you're doing, or renting a place in Maine up and with the water in view and just sit and write. What is writing like on the boat compared to writing in an office somewhere on land?
It's wonderful because you can really be away from all of those distractions. You know, you're not going to have someone dropping by. You're not going to have the phone ringing, you know, when you're really out there sailing. And there have been places like this summer when we were up near Canada and some of the islands that we didn't have Wi-Fi at all, you know, for a week or so, we just kind of unplug. And that's when you really can get a lot done. Both of us write. My husband also teaches screenwriting. So when we're not doing our work, which is writing, we're also doing our joy, which is writing. So during this first trip that I've written about in the memoir, it was really me discovering the writer that I'd always been, but I didn't quite believe in myself as a writer. And I'm sure, Kim, you relate to that. You know, we all go through that. Is it good enough? Can I show it to other people? Can I, you know, make a living at this? So it was the adventure in it was learning to trust in that and to take the time to just keep staring at the blank page and keep working through the rough drafts and also just kind of trust in the process that I had something to say, that there was something that would come out that other people would find interesting.
Well, and you definitely have something to say. Your writing is absolutely beautiful. Your
Thank you.
blogs and the book and everything that you do. I love to read your writing. Your style is
Thank
great. Everyone should buy everything that you do and read your stuff. So
Well,
what surprised you the most in the process, or you know, with being on the boat and writing, or what was surprising?
I think what surprised me the most is how much I just really loved being on the boat. Sailing was something I knew nothing about, but I think for anyone who loves, you know, the ocean as I do in nature, you know, it was that quiet, you know, the being just at one with nature and just floating there like a little seabird on the water and being able to take advantage. Of course, it's a solar powered, you know, the wind and the solar panels and all of that. So when you're ghosting along there and it's perfectly quiet and gorgeous and the sun is shining, it doesn't get any better than that. And of course, it was very surprising to find out, you know, how much we both liked not only sailing and living on the boat, but being in such close quarters together 24 hours a day. That was a challenge, and it was something that we just, you know, either got lucky or determined or crazy or a combination of the three that made it work. And 34 years later, we're still together and still happily on a boat. So the
Fantastic.
honeymoon continues.
All right. So, Kim, go ahead with your love question for Jennifer.
Yeah, I love your love story, I have to say. I was diagnosed a few years ago with cancer, and then my husband was 4 months later diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He passed away 6 weeks after that. And we had a love story like yours. Like, I think we could have been on a boat and been just fine, just the two of us together. I know that it would have been great. But it made me question some things. It made me question the real meaning of love. So I dedicated a year to figuring out the real meaning of love. And I think you're going to be able to answer this question because you've got 34 years with the man who I'm sure you still probably refer to as the man of your dreams. And what does love look like today compared to the day when you said I do?
Oh, it's so much a product of the foundation that we built in those early years, those early weeks and months and then years. It's the trust that we've built, you know, in the talking about everything, the experiencing everything, the laughter, the being together, the, as I say, sharing everything, talking about everything, no holds barred kind of conversations, obviously emotional. Just that foundation that we built is what is still with us right now, that we can still, you know, those adventures are still in our heart. And as you say, you can really tell when you're with someone that you're meant to be with and that you're going to be with forever. And of course, unfortunately, tragically, sometimes you're not together forever, but that love never ends and you're together always.
That's powerful. All right. So where's the best place, Jennifer, we can purchase your book and learn more about you? Best place.
You can go to bookshop.org and buy it from an independent book store online. Of course, you can go to Barnes & Noble, Indigo, Amazon, and you can also go into your favorite bookstore because the book is available from Ingram, which is the world's biggest book distributor. So any little mom and pop shop that you love, you can go in and say, I want Honeymoon at Sea, and they'll be able to get it for you and pre-order it. And pre-orders are really important for a first-time author like myself, and also for my small new independent woman-owned publisher in Toronto, Canada. So we really appreciate the pre-orders. If people can pre-order it now, believe it or not, that's a big, huge thing now, and it really helps get the book a lot more exposure. And I think people really enjoy it, as our quote on the cover says, that Midwest Book Review said, armchair sailors will love it too. You don't have to be a sailor at all.
Well, we appreciate it, Jennifer. Thanks again. It was such a great
story. Thank you.
All right, take care. You're listening and watching. It was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.